from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
She's a lady. 5 o'clock tonight on ESPN and ABC, you've got the Hall of Fame game. Houston Texans taking on the Chicago Bears. It sounds like a great game, and it sounds like a lot of guys that we'd want to see. You have Caleb Williams, Rome Odunze, C.J. Stroud coming back this year, Will Anderson. None of those guys are going to be playing.
Yeah, no starters for the Bears anywhere. So,
limited starters for Houston there, but anybody of note or consequence will not be playing tonight.
Yeah, no, it's to say I'm disappointed is an understatement, because I cannot believe these words are coming out of my mouth. I would like to watch the Texans and the Bears.
Let's go!
Which is such a weird thing to say out loud, because you go through the history of those teams for the past 12 years, and there's just no redeeming quality from either of them, and now probably two of the best young, interesting teams in all of football.
Yeah, because of the unknowns that you have in Chicago, and then the knowns that we found out about last year in Houston, where they popped in a huge way. And then this year, you add Stephon Diggs to the receiving core that was already one that, whether it was Nico Collins, Tank Dell, they Dalton popped Schultz. With C.J. Stroud, yep. And now you add Stephon Diggs to that. They are going to be an exciting offense this year. And the fact that they got guys like Bobby Slowick to stick around and not chase head coaching aspirations, that's huge for a team like Houston. And year two to D'Amico Ryans, what does it look like as teams start to get a book on C.J. Stroud, his strengths, weaknesses, tendencies, and what he likes to do? I'm excited to watch the Houston Texans this year, too, because we usually see a team that will pop one year that is as young as they are. Mm-hmm. There's a regression, because NFL teams are really damn good at taking away what you do best.
And year to year, it's just so difficult to be a successful NFL team. We take for granted the Manning Colts, the Brady Patriots, all these dynamic...
The Chiefs,
you know, now, currently, and whoever steps in to play quarterback for the Steelers, you know, what is it now, 16 straight years of 500 or better and making the playoffs, just seemingly magical every year. There's so many storylines, and yet every year we get a team that pops, and we think, oh, that team's going to be it. The last year, or last couple of years, it was the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
Can they be real? Can they keep it going? Can they improve upon it? And the Lions said, yeah, no, we're here to stay. And now you look on the Texans side of things, and you go, that division is, you know.
It's winnable for you.
That's a kind word. But it's winnable.
But I will say the AFC South will be a division that surprises so many people this year, because of the fact that you have Jacksonville with a healthy Trevor Lawrence coming back, and you have stability there with Doug Peterson, who's kind of, you know, he's leveled the waters, because they got pretty wavy for a while. now Indianapolis. Hey, there's our first train of the day.
Hey, yeah, babe. The old Amtrak.
Indy, if they can keep Anthony Richardson healthy, they have got the framework to be a competitive team. The one that is just going to be
a doormat
is the Tennessee Titans.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be a road apple. We all know it, but every division has that. Every division has at least one of those teams that you just sit there and you can just bank on. They're not going to be very good. Oh, the other three, though, are going to be markedly improved.
Yes.
And I think that is an exciting thing about Houston that you have to look at and say, all right, were they really that team that popped last year? Or were the injuries to Trevor Lawrence, were the injuries to Anthony Richardson and the Colts just falling apart last season? Was it more of a factor than them being as good? Because you have to think that's six games on your schedule.
Yeah.
Between those three teams in your division.
I think that's probably, for me, my most interesting and most fun division. Like, it's the one I'm probably, outside of the AFC West, it's the one that I'm going to be tuned in to, you know, when we're throwing on the multi-view on the old YouTube TV, whatever AFC South team is playing that's not the Titans will be on the screen.
The one that I'm looking for is actually on the other side of the Hall of Fame game. The NFC North is that mm-hmm. division for me. Because you
it's
have
so good.
Intrigue with Chicago, Detroit and Green Bay are both really stinking good. And then you have arguably one of the best set of weapons in the entire NFL. When you look at receivers, tight end, running back in Minnesota, do they have the quarterback and can their defense hold up enough this year? The NFC North is that division for me, and I think that is why I'm excited to watch this Bears team, is because there's finally a year where you're like, Bears aren't going to be bad. They won seven games last year.
And here's the crazy thing. A successful season for the Bears could be an under 500 season. Because of how good that division is.
Like, if you're looking at 8-9.
8-9. Like, if you're 8-9, but you're, let's say you have 4 one-score games.
Yeah.
5 one-score games, and you're sitting there like, is that a failure? It's like, no, it's not a failure because your quarterback makes sense, your weapons make sense, your defense is already solid to begin with, and you start looking at, we do have the foundation to kind of figure things out. The problem is Chicago's up against the Packers, who have found another generational quarterback who's going to taunt them for another decade.
And they paid him that way. Jordan Love is now the richest man in the NFL, which is a weird thing to think about with the question marks that were surrounding Jordan Love. And look, this is why, and we'll have a lot more on this as the show goes on, sometimes that camp video that you see can be wildly misleading.
Good, bad, or otherwise.
We saw those videos as he was waiting in the wings behind Aaron Rodgers of Jordan Love just being like, a lot of people said he's not the guy. And it was just like, take your time. Take a step back and let a guy grow and develop, and then we'll kind of see where they are. And Jordan Love took major strides last year, but, I mean, they are going to be paying the freight for an elite quarterback starting next season, and that's going to be an interesting one to see if Green Bay can hold this thing together. But the Hall of Fame game, we may not get the players. Is it weird that I'm the one thing I'm going to be interested in is kickoffs in this game?
No, because it's actually something different, something new for the first time. You know, the kickoffs are going to matter again for the first time in what, 7 years, 8 years? How long has it been?
Yeah, I think the onside kick stuff is dumb.
Yeah, I do too.
I like where you have to.
Let them know.
I hereby declare we will have an onside kick.
It's like,
no.
I mean, that's half the fun is that one, two instances a year when you get the surprise onside kick.
Just think of it in these terms. Like, they neutered the onside kick, you know, since then, but they're trying to bring it back and make it competitive by saying you can only do it in the fourth quarter. You have to say when you're going to do it. But the Saints don't win a Super Bowl. I mean, I believe the Saints do not win a Super Bowl if you do not have the element of a surprise onside kick from Sean Payton coming out of the half and saying, bet, and going and
watch this.
Turn that game on its head.
Mm-hmm.
Completely turn that game on its head. So outside of that, though, you have the new kickoff where you have 10 guys on the kickoff team are going to line up on the receiving team's 40-yard line. So they're on the other side of the 50. And then you have 10 players, or 9 if you have 2 returners back, are between the 30 and 35-yard line. So they're going to be 5 yards apart on the other side of the 50. Then you
get a whole lot of space behind them.
The returners can only be between the 20-yard line and the end zone, which is, they're calling it the landing zone.
Yeah. Better than landing strip.
Now, the only people that can move while the ball is in the air is the return guy.
Mm-hmm.
That is bizarre to me. Like,
gotta wait until you touch it.
Nobody will move until the ball is caught, and then that's when the kickoff starts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know, you and I obviously grew up playing football, and this was always a doing special teams was always a fun part of camp early on.
Well, Operation Human Shield.
Yes. And now it's, I'm interested because it's going to be mentally so different from what we've always known. And yes, the wedge busters and you know, the wedge itself have gone the way of the dodo, which was already an adjustment. But this is wholly unique, wholly different from anything any of us have ever seen. So I am interested to see what that looks like. And we've seen teams like, okay, you know, do we have a defensive player who also knows how to kick? Is he the guy who's now going to be responsible for kickoffs? So you get an extra tackler who's out on the field.
But the weird thing about that is that because a touchback goes out to the 30 now, you're going to have coaches that
incentivizing
are saying,
kicking it short.
Your kicker, and he has to pin it. He's going to try to put a lot of loft on it, put it in the corner, and then go and see how. I have no idea how special teams coordinators
There's so
are
many different
play this
paths.
Out. But they are going to – there's going to be guys that go against and kind of buck what the ideas of this kickoff are going to be. And I'm fascinated on that.
Yeah, I love it.
I have no idea how it's going to be, but I hope the kickoff is a play that matters again.
Yeah, because it
has.
It was a thing that you went to the kitchen to go get your food or your drink as part of the commercial. It wasn't anything you watched.
Because you go touchdown,
commercial,
extra point, commercial kickoff, commercial.
And it was like, okay, cool, I have 12 minutes.
I don't like that.
That's gross. I hate it.
Well, it's why it's going to be a $25 billion league here in 5 years.
Some babe.
That was the goal. All those commercials are for a reason, my friend. All right, we are at PDXYZ. You can text us on the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at vancouverford.com. Vancouver Ford text line, it travels with us.
So it does.
It has its own little box.
The miracles of the interwebs.
Yeah, we bring up the Vancouver Ford text line. What are you excited about? We get the NFL season gets underway. The Hall of Fame game tonight in Canton, Ohio. And how about this for the Houston Texans get their first Hall of Famer in this weekend, Andre Johnson.
About damn time.
That's a good one. That's a good,
it's a good one. It's a good one to start with. Yeah.
But the first Hall of Famer in franchise history will go in this weekend, and it'll be Andre Johnson.
And they'll have JJ soon.
Freak. Yeah, JJ Watt will be in short order. That's interesting, though, is that like they started in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the guys that that were stars for them, it was like fleeting success. Like Arian Foster was the best running back in the NFL for 18 months. And then all of a sudden it just went, it goes like that.
Yeah.
You know? But they've also, for a team that has been really bad, and they have gone through and it's been a dumpster
fire. When they're good, they're good. When they're bad, they're really bad.
Really damn good.
Yeah. They don't really do the mediocre thing.
Yeah.
They cyclically kind of go through being really fun and really good or just plain awful.
Especially when you have an ownership group that is as dysfunctional as Bob McNair, who started the Texans, and it seemed like he had it on the rails. And then they call his son, who took over the team after Bob died, they call him Tommy Boy down there.
And which not in a loving fashion.
The worst.
Not because he's funny and likable, but because he's the failure.
Because he's the son of somebody who did it right and has no idea what he's doing, but... They go out, they get D'Amico Ryans, who was, I think, their third choice for their
head coach. Hilarious.
And he is awesome.
Yeah, I think he's done fantastic.
They knock it out of the park in the draft with both C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson.
And they stepped up to take both those guys and kind of put their foot down. That's the amazing part about
guys
that.
Like Nico Collins and Tank Dell that they draft and develop. Mm-hmm. They've done a really good job. And then they go out this year and they land Stephon Diggs, which, as much of a diva as he is, he's a damn
still
good
talented
wide receiver.
I mean,
man.
The exchange rate of crazy for talented applies to wide receivers.
Yep.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.